Hello everybody and welcome in our DLRP roundup where we're talking about Disneyland Paris and the latest news. So the information I'm bringing you today is about St. David's Welsh Festival and St. Patrick's Day at Disneyland Paris. So since 2006, Disneyland Paris has always celebrated the Celtic nations. I say that, but Scotland's never been represented. I say that obviously as a Scottish person, if you can't tell from my accent. However, special entertainment and fun awaits around the park and in the Disney Village. So let's get into it. So the first thing is the St. David's Welsh Festival, which kicks off on March the 9th, 2019. And on the Videopolis stage, which is in Disneyland Park, you are going to get the Only Men Allowed Choir. They are going to perform traditional and popular Welsh songs accompanied by the St. David Dance Troupe. Disney Performing Arts will also showcase Welsh bands during this Wales theme day. Mickey and Minnie, dressed in their traditional Welsh costumes, will also greet our guests. Around Videopolis, guests will enjoy free makeup at the entrance. So, I think pretty much you're going to get some Welsh flags. Maybe a dragon. Maybe get the Welsh dragon. Could be a thing. In Central Plaza at nightfall and just before Disney Illuminations, visitors are going to get to admire the Dreams of Wales show, which will pay homage to the Welsh culture, its emblems through sound and lights. And that is pretty much it in the Disneyland Park. So that's going to happen, and there's a special little Welsh set of dreams that goes on, which is kind of cool. I don't think it's anything overly spectacular, however, it's something. It's something, and I look forward to seeing a video of it. I think it's the same one as last year. In the Disney Village, what we're going to get for the Welsh Festival, we have the Welsh Market, which is going to be on the 8th, 9th, and 10th of March. And is going to be open from 4 o'clock until the Disney Village closes at night. So you've kind of got that going on, which is the only other thing they've kind of added for the Welsh Festival, to be fair, at that point in time. So fair enough. The next piece of information we bring you, obviously, is St. Patrick's Day, which is the Irish Festival. And on the Videopolis stage on March the 17th for St. Patrick's Day, we're going to get an Irish dance troupe igniting a performance in the Videopolis stage, while the Disney Performing Arts will also feature Irish bands on this Ireland-themed day. Mickey and Minnie will be dressed in, guess what? Their Irish costumes. They will greet the visitors. Again, outside the Videopolis Theatre, you're going to get some free makeup, which maybe might be the shamrock, might be the flag of Ireland. And then at the night, Dreams of Ireland will be on slightly just before Disney Illuminations. So Dreams of Ireland will be on as well. So we've got that, and then we have on the 17th, we have street entertainment from the animation Leprechauns, we have Celtic music, and we have the Off to Ireland Dance Entertainment Group, all in the Disney Village as well on the 17th. So that's a little bit what's happening for St. David's Day and St. Patrick's Day. And we are quickly going to move on and cover the other piece of news we have that kind of dropped from Disneyland Paris just now. And that is about the Marvel Super Heroes United show, which obviously takes place in the old Cinemagique Theatre in Disneyland Paris. Now, last year this show bounced on so far ahead and tried its best, however it was plagued by a couple of technical issues trying to be one of the most ambitious shows that's ever been on at Disneyland Paris. However, we have this year confirmed that it has been updated with a new logo, and the new logo, the Super Heroes United logo, if you're listening to this in the podcast, it's kind of more comic booky than last year's, and it looks a little bit more almost cartoony. Cartoony and comic booky is how I'd describe it, than last year's overly professional one. So we have that for this year. You can see that on the video if you're watching this on YouTube or on our Facebook page. They have updated the logo, and it'll have a brand new visual introduction, probably in the same style, I'd imagine. The light show has been redesigned by lighting designer Tim Lutkin, who is the lighting designer of Mickey and the Magician. So, has been redesigned, so we now have fantastic new lights. The flying object, I don't know, I'm going to keep this spoiler free, so I'm not going to tell you what the object is, but there's a flying object that goes above the spectators, and it's been replaced and reworked so that it now works even better. That was the part of the show that kind of didn't work for everybody, so it's good to see Disneyland Paris have taken that feedback and improved it. And the final fight is now even more epic, with every superhero having a moment of glory. New sound effects punctuate that action, and Thor is going to make a sensational new entry. So they have to, the Disneyland Paris go on to say everybody's going to be delighted to see the superheroes facing Thanos together in an even more dynamic production than last year. This year we were able to take into account comments of our visitors to further improve the show both technically and artistically. They will appreciate appreciate it even more. And that's Celine Tamilian, who presumably is the show director of the Marvel Super Heroes United show. So it's kicking off at Disneyland Paris, and it's kicking off on March 23rd, I'm sure it's March 23rd. And there is going to be even more information on the way, however, that's what they've released as just now. I have been Graham. This has been a roundup. Have fun. Have a great Friday and a great weekend. Goodbye.